Sound off! Sound off! Sound off for Chesterfield!
King, seven, and Godfrey, two, Hope and Chrome will follow through. Lester and Al, they all tell you.
Sound off!
For Chesterfield!
Sound off!
For Chesterfield!
Drive back to Chesterfield and do it!
Today!
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Alameda, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins for the Bears, and Bing's guest, Miss Jane Wyman and Hoagy Carmichael. And now, from the United States Naval Air Station at Alameda, California, we're happy to pipe aboard the groaning gob, Bing Crosby.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Thank you. Oh, I love this. Isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful to be here at the Alameda Naval Air Station, the garden spot of America? Huh?
Oh, this is a beautiful spot.
Lovely.
It's wonderful. Did you get a big reception, Bing?
Terrific. The moment I arrived, I got a 21 seagull salute.
That must have been a thrill.
Well, I tried to duck it, but I couldn't.
Just too modest, Bing.
Well, I could. But you know, Ken, I'm right at home here with all these Navy lads.
You are?
Did you know I have a naval background?
No.
Yes, my great-grandfather, Captain Nathaniel Crosby, was captain of a clipper ship that plied between Portland, Oregon, and the Orient.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
But, Bing, you haven't done anything to perpetuate your heritage.
No?
You're not a seafaring man yourself.
What do you mean I'm not a seafaring man? For years, I was chief petty crab cracker at Fisherman's Wharf.
Can hardly call that going to sea.
Well, you can at high tide. I'm as salty as they come, boy.
Bing, have you seen these jet planes up here?
Yes, fortunately, I have very fast eyes.
Golly, when you see one of those jets, don't you feel like getting in and soaring off into the blue?
Nope.
No?
I have nothing against flying, Ken, but I got ground gripper shoes, and I'm going to keep them gripped to the ground.
I think you're just too cautious. Coming out to San Francisco on the train the other night, I remember I saw you climbing into an upper berth and you were wearing a parachute.
Well, that's just because I have weak arches. When I jump out of bed in the morning, I jump.
I still don't see why you're not more air-minded. Why, Bing, before long, people will be able to climb on a rocket ship and fly to the moon. Where would you be?
I'm going to be right here gripping the ground with my ground grippers.
I don't understand this. Why don't you want to go to the moon?
I don't know anybody up there.
I wish you'd show a little more enthusiasm about all this flying stuff. You realize the day will soon be here when a fellow will have a date with his girlfriend and take her for a ride to the moon?
Mm-mm. I don't think the girls are going to go for that.
Why not?
Well, if the guy gets fresh, 30 billion light years is quite a hike home. Ken, how about some music here? That would be nice.
Yeah.
I think we've talked quite... I have a little song titled Row, 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 which should show the lads here the type of Navy work I did when I was a lad. Anchors away, Mr. Trotter. Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the chickens he would take for a float. He had girlies on the shore, sweet little beaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His steady girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, she'd jump in his boat and they'd spoon. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her and he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when they'd fool around and fool around. And then they'd kiss again and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, row, row, row.
Then he drops both his oars, take a few more wrong calls, and then he roars, roars, roars.
Right in his boat he had a cute little seat, and every kiss he stole from Flo was so sweet. And he knew just how to row. He was a rowing Romeo. He knew an island where the trees were so grand. He knew just where to stand. Then tales of love he'd tell to Flo until it was time for them to go. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. I heard him give her and he'd kiss her now and then. She'd tell him when. He'd go around and go around and then kiss again and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, 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 row. Then this clever young dude kicked on that old Evan Rude, and then it rolled, rolled away from the shore. Roll, roll, roll.
Friends, every day thousands and thousands of smokers are doing what I want you to do tonight, or tomorrow for sure. They're changing to Chesterfield because Chesterfield gives them something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Now, you folks who smoke Chesterfields know all about that mildness. You people who haven't tried them, listen to what the men who grow tobacco say.
1,562 prominent tobacco growers say Chesterfields are milder. Chesterfields have a milder aroma that tips you off in advance that Chesterfields smoke milder.
Yes, sir, they're milder and they leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
One of the world's greatest industrial research organizations reported that Chesterfield is the only cigarette of all brands smoked and examined that leaves no unpleasant aftertaste.
So next time you buy cigarettes, folks, try Chesterfields. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Get all the pleasure there is while you smoke and the pleasure of no unpleasant aftertaste. Take a tip from Brother Bing, sound off for Chesterfield. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce one of the finest all-around talents in our business, show business. Aside from being one of the country's top composers, this gentleman has also ascended to the pinnacle of success as a musician, as a motion picture star, a top-flight recording artist. Yet with all this, he still remains one of the most modest persons in the entertainment world. Here now, Mr. Hoagy Carmichael.
Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Bing, for that wonderful introduction.
Really?
Yeah. You know, most people can't read my writing.
What? Very fast eyes. I have 23. Say, you know something, Hoagy? I haven't seen you for ages.
No.
I don't believe I've seen you since you were in that smoky nightclub in Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart.
That's right. Well, I made a lot of pictures like that since, Bing. And in every picture, I'm sitting there playing the piano and somebody near me gets shot. Yeah. It sort of makes me wonder.
Well, just keep out of the crossfire, kid.
Yeah.
After all these years, some people may be just a little bit tired of stardust, you know.
Never bores me. Bread and butter, boy.
Bread and butter, that's cake. Say, what's cooking picture-wise right now, Hoagy?
Oh, I'm in a little picture of 20th Century Fox called Bells on Their Toes. Mm-hmm. It's all about a family with 12 children. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yes. They wanted me for technical advisor, but...
Well, I can handle that, Bing. You know, I came from a big family myself.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were 10 of us kids.
Really?
Got so when Pop come home from work at night, he was afraid to say, what's new?
He just counted heads and kept his mouth shut, huh?
Yeah. What a time we had. I was the youngest, so I had to wear the clothes that the other kids grew out of, you know. And it was embarrassing.
How do you mean, embarrassing?
I had 9 sisters.
No.
waiter, boy.
Yeah, I was the only boy in town who had to lift his skirts to slide into second base.
Well, Hoagie, I don't want you to think that, that this reminiscing hasn't been charming, but I think you should dig into your very large repertoire of hit numbers, the things that you've written and been associated with. I think you should lift your mellow voice and song here.
No, Brian, I guess it ought to be Buttermilk Sky.
Buttermilk Sky is good enough for mine.
Yeah.
Buttermilk Sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's a good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, Buttermilk Sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, I'm telling you why. Now you know, keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, don't you tell me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't you tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight? Oh, Buttermilk Sky. Buttermilk Sky, I'm telling you why. Now you know, keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't you tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight? Oh, Buttermilk Sky. Buttermilk Sky. Oh, Buttermilk Sky. Oh, Buttermilk Sky.
That's the Indiana boy. He's wonderful. And now, lads, we move along for a moment to the glamour department as we present one of Hollywood's loveliest, most talented, most beautiful stars, Miss Jane Wyman.
Hello, boys. Oh, Bing. May I thank you for that lovely introduction?
Oh, no thanks necessary, Janie. I just can't help saying nice things about you. You bring out the poet in me. When I'm around you, my heart goes pity-pat. Honestly, you really rev me up.
Why, Bing, how you've changed. Did they give you an overhaul job here this afternoon?
No, I tried to get pumped up, but they put me out with the mothball fleet. Jane, you shouldn't be surprised at my attitude. After all, we worked together for 3 months making Here Comes the Groom. You remember when we went into that clinch at the end of the picture? I held you in my arms and kissed you.
I blacked out.
Oh, that's right. I had to throw a bucket full of water on you.
You didn't have to, but you did, you joker.
Well, I was excited, too, you know.
Bing, Do you mean to say that I'm the only girl that's ever fainted when you kissed her?
No, it happened once before. The first time I ever kissed Dixie.
And she fainted?
Yeah, a mouse jumped out of my curls.
What was the mouse doing on your head?
Well, I was too poor then to buy a wig. The mouse, though, actually, the mouse worked out fine.
I bet its little tail made the cutest spit curl.
Spit curls were very fashionable then, too. Besides that, mine moved back and forth across my forehead like a windshield wiper. Only kid in town that had one of those.
And when you sang, it kept time for you like a metronome.
Oh, and this mouse had a terrific beat.
Golly, whatever happened to that mouse thing?
Well, we got into a big argument over billing, and he left me. He went into pictures. Good old Mickey. I'll never forget him.
Oh, that was Mickey Mouse.
No, Mickey Rooney.
Imagine that.
Well, we just did. Where were you?
I left.
You know, Jane, speaking of pictures, I'm really quite thrilled. This is really a great bit of news that I got today, that you and I are starting a new picture at Paramount next week, huh? Hmm.
Say, Bing, I'd like to ask your advice about something.
Certainly.
I have another picture offer after I finish this one with you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bob Hope wants me to do a picture with him.
Oh, Flabby has finally flushed you, huh? He's had dead aim, you know.
Well, aren't you surprised, Bing?
Not at all. I'm not surprised. It figures. You make a couple of pictures with me, so now he wants to grab you. That boy copies everything I do.
No.
Yes. Why, he even tried to adopt Gary Cooper, just so his oldest boy would have the same name as mine.
Bing, getting back to my problem, shall I make a picture with Bob?
I would say yes. Yes, Jane. Definitely yes. That's if you want to throw your career right in the ash can.
You and Bob rib each other a lot, but I happen to know that the two of you are best of friends. You're crazy about him, and he's crazy about you.
You have another exclusive, Luella?
That you and Bob are in the oil business together?
That's right. He wipes the windshields. I man the pumps.
Oh, you have a gas station.
Yeah, quite a spot, Janie. We give great service, too.
How can it be great? You're both too old to bend down and check tires.
We can bend down, all right, but is murder getting up? Now, Jane, I don't care what you say about Bob, but I thought you were a friend of mine. You shouldn't say anything like that about me, about my hardening arteries or anything. Why don't you...
But I am a friend of yours.
Well, you don't sound like...
Well, in fact, I've always been a fan of yours. Oh, I'll never forget when I was a little girl back in St. Joe.
St. Joe Mo?
St. Joe Mo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cold winter nights, we'd huddle around the fire, and Grandpa would wind up the phonograph, and we'd put one of your records on.
On the phonograph?
On the fire.
I was always hot in St. Joe. Anyhow, Jane, as soon as you get back to Hollywood, I want you to drop in on our filling station. Come see us.
Not me.
Oh, come on.
Mm-mm. A friend of mine went into your station, had his tank filled, and before he had driven a block, he was out of gas.
Well, once in a while, we pull a sort of a... pull a gag on a customer, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I pump a tank full of gas, and while I'm singing this customer a song, Hope siphons it out with his nose. Never run out of gas, ever, though.
Do you boys change oil, too?
Yes, and we're both about due.
It's not too late.
Me too. But now, Jane, how about singing a song? You know, we got a song that we did in the picture, that Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, which just happens to be from Here Comes the Groom.
Well, I might just run through it with you.
Well, please do. John Scott.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell them I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, well, you can tell them I'll be there.
I'd like like a barbecue.
I'd like to boil a ham.
And I'd bowl for wienerbake stew.
I'd like a wienerbake steak and a layer cake.
You'll get a tummy ache too.
My bicycle, we'll rent a tent or a teepee. Let the town crier cry.
All's well.
And if it's RSVP, this is what I reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them we'll be there. If you need a pair of freeloaders to fracture your affair, I'm made to give them Pagliacci.
No, stand back and give him air.
Please, Matty O'Crosby, anyone can relax and we'll have a few yaks. And you can tell them we'll be there.
We said bumblebee, now let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon.
Sure said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon.
How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. Are you coming to the factory?
Ain't gonna blow it.
And all the respects he signed.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
slick him on my head.
If perchance we look a bit peaky, remember, sail again.
If we're still on our feet and there's something to eat,
well, you can tell them we'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there. When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air.
Well, if there's gas in my hack and my laundry is back.
And if there's room for one more and you need
things. Why, sure.
If you need a new face or a tenor or a bass.
If I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head.
Well, you can tell I'm, we'll be there.
Wonderful, Jane.
It sure was, Janie.
Well, hi, Hoagie.
Yeah.
You know, that's a mighty fine tune that you and Johnny Mercer came up with.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, you know, just sitting there listening to it, I think we left something out.
Well, it seems fairly complete to me. You got a great party atmosphere. You got the food, the refreshments, everybody's singing, everybody's winging. What's missing?
What's missing?
Yeah.
Well, being you know, no party is complete without a few cartons of those milder Chesterfields draped around the drawing room.
Golly, why didn't I think of that?
Don't worry. You know, Bing, I'm always glad to do what I can do to help you keep your job.
You're an absolute doll. And since you're so nice, how about you and Janie giving us a hand with this ditty, this sound off for Chesterfield?
I'm with you.
Here we go.
Chesterfield is something new. No other brand can offer you. Mildness plus no aftertaste. No unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, science discovered what you can prove. You'd better get into the smoking groove. With no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield.
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 Milder, 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 milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Okay, Jane and Hoagie, you sound off for Chesterfield.
Chesterfield is a smoke for me. I always remember to ABC.
Chesterfield is my smoke too, and this is what I always do.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields to do it
today.
It's a nice song. It's a new song, too. Or at least it's new to me. Of course, I'm fresh out of the hills. Still got foxtails in my hair and everything.
there was a girl. There was a boy. If they had met, they might have found a world of joy. But she lived on the mountain side of the mountain, and he lived on the twilight side of the hill. They never met, and they never kissed, and they will never know what happiness they missed. For she lived on the morning side of the mountain, and he lived on the twilight side of the hill. For love's a rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill to know the thrill of a dream that comes true. And you and I are just like they. For all we know, our love is just a kiss away. For you are on the morning side of the mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
For love's a rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill, you know the thrill of a dream that comes true.
And you and I are just like they. For all we know, our love is just a kiss away. And you are on the morning side of the mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, represents the closer for this evening's little rotomontade. Now, our thanks to all here at Rotomontade. You want to do anything about that? And now, our thanks to all here at the United States Naval Air Station for a very, very pleasant visit. Greetings, too, to the Navy Marine veterans in the audience from the Oak Knoll Naval Hospital. Thanks, fellas, and thanks also to Hoagy Carmichael. Say, Janie, thanks ever so, for being with us.
Well, I loved it.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And before I go, could I have your home address in Los Angeles? My daughter, Maureen, wants to write for an autographed picture.
Well, just give me your address. I'll mail it to you. How do you want it autographed?
To Maureen, with love.
With love?
From Gary.
Okay, I'll handle it for Maureen. Well, that's about it, folks. Meanwhile, I want you to go out and get a carton of Chesterfields. Get Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield has it. So next time... Sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields to do it.
Today!
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed at the United States Naval Air Station, Alameda, California, by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests,
Miss Jane Wyman and Bill Thompson.